Hey,
Blog
what's going
Talk Radio.
On? Hi, it's Lady T. It's LaToya. How are you guys doing? Thank you for tuning in to my takeover. I'm very, very excited about it. For 24 hours, Miss Angela Thomas Smith allowed me to take over her platform, allowed me to take over her blog talk for 30 minutes. So we're about to get this in. Before we get started, I wanted to mention a few things that are very, very, very important to me. First, the AAALAC virtual book tour. Still looking for more authors who are interested in partaking, Chasing Your Dream tour, that is collaborating with the Brown Girl Movement. Please come aboard on that as well. You can follow all the social media for AAALAC, plus my social media on Facebook is LaToya Brabham, IG, it's Infinite, INFINATE _ dreams with a Z, and on Twitter, it's Dreams Infinite. So with that being said, I want to talk about our amazing show that's on every second and fourth Sunday. It's called Brown Girl Hashtag We Got This. Our main purpose is to give authors and unsigned artists and people without a voice and a platform to get exposure and just enjoy life and bug out with us, with myself and my co-host, author Pamela J. Also, my show that I do Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. live is about music, music I love, music that everybody loves. It's Lady T's Morning Hits List live on Sador Radio. And speaking of Sador Radio, because both shows are on Sador Radio, we need to get these subscribers up. I know all of you out there have a thumb, have a device, and y'all can go over to YouTube for me right now, today, and I'm going to be pushing this all day on my tour so we could double the subscribers today. Go over to YouTube, search Sador Radio, that's S-A-D-I-O-R Radio, and hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell notification so you know every time Brown Girl Hashtag We Got This goes on live. Now, Lady T's Morning Hits List, unfortunately, cannot be on Sador Radio on YouTube because of the music. And unless I own the rights to the music that I play, which I do not, except for one now, but that's only like, actually two now, yay! We're moving up in the world. There's two songs. We got the Brown Girl Message of Love, and we got Is It True by Zay with a Cake with Jabari on the beat. So those, but literally they're both like combined 6 minutes. I don't know if y'all want to see me for 6 minutes. I mean, I go on for 6 minutes because I'm sexy. I like looking at me, and I know y'all like looking at me. So I would do it, but honestly, it's a waste of time. It takes 6 minutes for everything to load up and go live. Like, that's it. The prep time for 6 minutes isn't really worth it. But they have so many different amazing shows. In the Mix with RJ and Dove, Healthy Teen Talk with Kiana and Jay. We have the R&B Soul of a Man with Mr. Mark Fox. We have Let's Talk with Carolyn, God's Inspiration. Author Pamela J's new show that's coming, the Women of the Wall, that show, all these shows is fire. Oh, and real, no joke, them ladies is funny. So go to YouTube, subscribe, check out the shows. I'm going to be blowing up my social media with all the shows. Just in case you missed it, you can get back to it. You feel me? So with that being said, always some type of technical difficulty. It bothers me every time. Okay, well, we're still on Blog Talk. I'm having technical difficulties with my video. But anyone who calls in today, and not anyone, the fifth caller, will receive a free autographed copy of my coloring book. Yeah, of my coloring book, which is a boutique coloring book. Okay, and what I mean by a boutique coloring book is freehanded, drawn by me, and actually this is what got me on this virtual tour. My coloring book that I illustrated that is inspired by author Pamela J's book, Brown Girl. Y'all need to go out on Amazon and get it, or her Etsy store, because you can get my book on my new Etsy store. We got to fix this.
It is. Oh, I ran out of space.
That sucks. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So, I can hold that. That's, we got to figure that out. So, with that being said, I believe I'm going to be interviewed.
Yes, you are.
I'm under that amazing impression.
Yes.
That I'm going to be interviewing. Now, you will hear some delays because we're trying to figure this situation out on our video.
Yes.
She's like, yes. 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 She's serious. Oh, you know what? While we're laughing, let's give some stories before I get interviewed. So, you want to tell your story first, or you want me to tell my story first?
Story,
oh, I thought you was going to tell a story on when the video popped up when I was driving.
Let me tell you. Okay, so you guys know that we are, you know, all this stuff, we raised whatever. So we didn't really know how we were going to do the virtual tour. So we came up with my car, which is why we at the beautiful marina. This is one of her spots that she likes to create and draw at. So she's
not, going to get video on that later. Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. But she's driving my car, and I have a Honda Civic 2018. And, you know, a little bit of stuff with it. And when you go to the right, when you put the right blinker on, it's a, anybody that has a Honda Civic note, there's a side camera that shows you what's on your right because of the blind spot. So she puts it to the right. She throws her hands up, stops the car, and is like, it's not in reverse. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because she's like, it only comes on. I'm not going in reverse. I said, no, sweetie, my car, when you go in reverse, yes, but when you turn to the right, the camera comes on to show you what's on your right-hand side because of your blind spot.
I was devastated.
She was like, oh. No. I said, oh, you fancy. She said, you fancy. I said, yeah, I'm fancy, my love.
I was all the way devastated.
Diva in me, I am fancy. But
No, that's way too. Okay, so now I'm going to give you my side of it because that's some crazy sugar. I never seen that. I've driven in 2020s, and I still never seen that. So when I put on the right blinker and I missed the driving, I'm like, I threw my hands up on the wheel.
Car.
I was like, stop the car, like, oh my God, this is wait. But I'm clearly driving
forward.
I'm clearly driving forward.
It's in reverse.
It's in reverse. How did you get in reverse? I was the only blonde at that moment. Like, it was just out of control. We are melting in this car. So you know what? COVID got us on toast. Okay, so we had, like, this amazing, amazing event planned for both our days because I must have author Pamela J with me to do my tour because I'm going to be on it again. Hint, hint, author Angela Thomas Smith. Hint, hint, hint. But anyway, I'm hoping to be on it again with my actual book, but right now I'm on it for a coloring book, and it's not like I can read it to you, and it's not like, you know, you can really get the feel unless – we have author Pamela J with us. You feel me? For her book, Brown Girl. You know what? Let's do this, too. See you on Blog Talk. Y'all can check out the video later. So this is Brown Girl. It's a beautiful book. It's inspiring African-American girls and women,
yeah,
people all around, to be their best self. So author Pamela J came to me and said, because I am her manager, which she won't let me leave. So I am her manager. Don't make faces. They can see you on the camera. So, and she wanted her book to be a coloring book, and she was encountering a bunch of obstacles and getting it done. So I mentioned to her, that, you know, once upon a time I would draw. If she wants, I would give it a try. I gave it a try. She loved it. We published it. Oh, we need that too, right? Because we're talking about it. How about that? We got both of them. So, bam, here it is. Well, I'll talk, y'all can't see it, but here it is. All right, so I created this. I love that. So I created this with her book in mind. It's inspired so much by her book. The likeness and everything is, and I made the coloring book a unique coloring book. So we call it a boutique coloring book because it's not your average coloring book that you can get from Once Upon a Time, Toys R Us, or the 99-cent store. It's unique in its own right and the first of its kind. I did my research. You can color the Brown Girl coloring book cover to cover. So you can you make this book how you want it to be. So I laid the foundation with my art, but you add the color. You make the cover. You make the back. You make everything. And today and tomorrow only, if you purchase the coloring book from my Etsy store, you get a free gift as well as your coloring book will come autographed. And I'm going to beg author Pamela J to sign the coloring book as well. So now it has even more value because I'm telling you, these two mother jumpers right here, they about to blow up. It's going to be worth signing. Don't get it twisted, you know. So definitely please. And if you order from me directly, you can hit me up on Messenger. If you order from me directly, you miss the shipping and handling charges. So you would just pay the flat rate. So go out, get that. Oh, you know what else you need to buy? The two songs that we have rights to. You need to get that Brown Girl Message of Love and that Is It True by Zay with a Cape. Brown Girl Message of Love is done by our own author, Pamela J. Her message of love to all people. You know, love yourself. You are worth. You are not worthless. I'm telling you. And Is It True? Y'all don't want no parts of Is It True. Is It True is Zay with a Cape. Zay with a Cape. He is the superhero of his own story, and that's my baby. So I'm proud, mama. Okay, she's real proud. Look at the proudness on her. She knocked everything down. Y'all missed that. Blog Talk, y'all missing so much.
Oh my God.
But we're going to record everything is going to be posted on the Triple A LAC. She don't know how to work her wipers. Okay. Everything will be posted on the Triple A LAC platform, as well as in the AAALAC bookstore, as well as on all of my social media and author Pamela J's social media. So you will see this video. It will blend with the Blog Talk. Okay. We want some callers. Now,
that's a question. How do we get out
phone? Call on your phone. Give them the number.
No, that's not what it says. Oh, no, they can call Blog Talk and we can log them in from
But
there.
How do you do that?
Once they call, you just press on the button.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't we need that to go up?
You need to, it went off. So.
Okay, my bad. Did it go off or did it die? Okay. Okay. All right, so Blog Talk, don't make fun of us. Well, don't make fun of me. Where'd the charger go? Oh, it's over here. Look, her car fancy. She got a secret A-day. Everything all over the place. So, I am trying to figure out if you call in.
It's the guest number on your.
Yeah, but where do we pick up the guest number?
It comes here and then you type
it. It'll say it.
Yeah, it'll say caller.
Okay, so I'm feeling a certain kind of way because we don't have a caller. But that's okay. Let's get into it.
Okay, so now are you ready for your interview?
I'm ready whenever you are, author Pam. And this is making history. I'm being interviewed by author Pamela J. Never done before. We're the interviewers, not the interviewees. Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to go.
Okay.
Don't make fun. She's making fun of me again.
All right, so hey, everyone, it's your girl, Author Pamela J of A Book and a Dream, Brown Girl Hashtag, We Got This, The Door Radio, and the African American Literacy Campaign,
and the Brown Girl Hashtag Movement,
and also the Hashtag 2020 Virtual Book, Virtual Graduation,
mm-hmm.
and The Wall and the Women of the Wall. I am here with not only with Miss LT, and she is doing her blog talk. She's doing her thing and with this amazing coloring book. And Miss LT, tell us, first of all, where did it start? Like, where did you start drawing?
Well, I started drawing because I was an only child for 14 years. And my parents, they worked a lot. And I, once again, being the only child, I was lonely. So I had to make friends, literally. So I would... I would get the Sunday paper and get the comic and sit down and draw the Lockhorns. I don't know if anybody remembers the Lockhorns from the comics, but you don't remember the old man and lady, that little one little
kid? I know,
because it's a new thing. We don't even have those. But we ain't going to talk about my age. So what we're going to talk about is I would draw the Lockhorns, and once I got the Lockhorns down, I would move on and on and on until I just had a catalog of just like all the comics, and I fell in love with it. It was an outlet because I didn't want to cry because I was all alone, and my mom was watching her soaps, and if y'all know, like I know, when a woman is watching her soap, Channel 7, all my children in General Hospital, there's no talking to them. You could be on fire. If you don't put yourself out, you're dead. You know, like, you couldn't touch a VHS tape because it was tape, like, and then there was just a segment. So I had to make myself busy without going crazy, and I did that through art.
Okay, that's amazing. So, through art, did you ever think about doing your own comic book? Being that you did the characters, you know, to put a comic book together with your characters and your stories.
Now, I really couldn't do that because they weren't necessarily my characters. They were the people, you know, the artists in the newspaper. And I'm not going to, because I try not to speak words that aren't true. So I don't want to say that I cannot create my own characters, but a majority of my art is inspired from what I see. So when I see it, it's easier for me to put it down on paper. Now, an amazing, amazing author is putting a challenge on me to create a character, which I'm working very hard on. But I want it to be fly, you know what I mean? And it can't just be anything. So, you know, and not saying my imagination isn't vivid enough, but I have to see what I'm drawing. So whether it's with my eyes or with my mind, I still have to see it and know that it's, you know, real and tangible.
But anywhere down the line, do you ever think you're going to be able to do a comic book? Like, do a brown girl comic book? Like, or do an aspiring comic book so girls and brown people can see that we can make coloring books and comic books, you know?
Absolutely. I would not put myself, I wouldn't stop myself or stagnate myself by saying no, I wouldn't. I would love to do that. Definitely love to do that. And I'm capable of doing it. I just need this. As long as I see it, and with this battery sitting to the right of me, I'll see it eventually. I'll see it eventually. That's my personal energizer.
No, but I mean, I think I wish I knew how to draw. I mean, I wish I knew how to draw because I think that's an amazing talent that you have. And, what made you come up with doing a coloring book from cover to cover to color? Because that's different and unique. So what inspired you to do that? Like, what made you say, you know what, I want to do this coloring book like that?
Well, I didn't want to be like any other coloring book. I didn't want to be like, I mean, as you can hear, I'm unique in my own right. You know, like, I'm just different, and I always like to think outside the box. And every coloring book I've seen, adult, from the adult ones with the color pencils and markers to the children, it always has a fancy cover, like a written book. It's just always, you know, an artistic cover. So I wanted to have an artistic cover but I wanted whoever purchased it, when I purchase a coloring book, I want to color every page. That's just me. I'm greedy. I want what I paid for from cover to cover. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to give my customers, my fans, my supporters the ability to color cover to cover.
Okay. And what does the one thing you would like the kids to get, or whoever gets your book, what's the one thing you want to get, want them to get from your coloring book? Like, when they get it, what you want to, the message that you're giving when you know, when they purchase the book, when they get it, are you putting a slogan in it? Do they do an autograph, like, follow your dreams, or
well,
whatever?
I did write a message to them that I'll read to you now.
Thank you.
And, my message, I mean it. Everything in this book was created with love, was created with true intent, was created with an artistic mind and an inspiration. So, and I'll read that message in one moment, but that's not the only message. So I've also created, from scratch, from my mind, activities inside the coloring book. So it's not just the coloring book. There's two activities in there that are meant to inspire as well. So my coloring book is definitely an inspiration tool. And the back message is, this coloring book is meant to spark thought with a couple of activities, creativity, and the love of art. Together, we can make this book even better. All I need you to do is express yourself through color and enhance my drawings. With this unique design, you can let the artist within shine from cover to cover. Happy creating.
Aw, I love that. Can you show the people the back of the book, please? Thank you so much.
And the back of the book, you know, is Brown Girl Crayons. Look out for that.
Hey.
Brown Girl Paintbrush. Look out for that. And Brown Girl Paint. Look out for that. So Brown Girl, when it said it's a movement, it's a movement, and it's a movement for all brown girls. And one thing that I love about the brown girls in our camp is women empowerment. So I've come across a lot of women in my time who are just cutthroat, people in general. And the women that are in our inner circle, we're all about uplifting each other and making the best of ourselves. There is nothing in this world that will run out. So it's not like, you know, your book can't succeed, so mine can succeed more. Right. No one can take from you what is meant for you. So put your dreams out there. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to do this because it's already been done. But you may do it better. You may get your point across to someone in a way that they may not understand it the way I say it, but they understand it the way you say it. So what I want this coloring book to tell you is to chase your dreams, because my dream when I was a little girl was to be an illustrator for Disney. Wow. And I would have loved
What you mean would have? It's still possible. Disney?
No. They don't like me in Disney. They won't let me. Well, maybe the corporate offices, but see, I am a Mickey fan, and one year when I went, because I would go to Disney on a regular basis, I kind of humped Mickey, and they were going to eject me from there, and they said if I come there and do that again, that it's going to be a problem. So it's going to happen again, and my mom goes crazy. She was like, you don't know if it's a man or woman. As long as it got a suit on, it got ears in my tail and them red pants, let's get it in. I don't care what's in that suit. Just make sure your suit is on. But anyway, my point being is I had that dream, and life dealt me a set of cards that I had to play and I had to deal with that took me off that path. But me meeting and encountering author Pamela J and her creating this coloring book ignited something in me. And I know if that can reignite something in me, then I'm hoping that my coloring book can spark something in someone else.
Okay. All right. So we almost over. got 4 minutes left.
4 minutes. So you want to do a? I would like to do a recap. So again, Toya, tell us about the amazing project you're on. How we can get your coloring book? About your Etsy store that's dropped. It's live.
Yeah,
that's amazing. What's the name?
What is the name of your Etsy store? And let everybody know about that.
All right. So I'm very excited about the Etsy store. I'm learning so much from the beautiful African-American women that that are in this inner circle that I have now launched my Etsy store where you can get my coloring book as well as time goes, because I'm an artist true and true. I paint, and I paint glassware, and I put cartoon characters and everything on it. So I'm a painter, I'm a sculptor, I'm an inventor. So you can go to my Etsy store right now. It's just a coloring book, but that's just a stepping stone for more to come. So if you want to get the book, and I hope you do and support my cause, go to www.etsy.com/infinite dreams, D-R-E-A-M-Z. Okay, that's etsy.com/shop/infinite8dreams. You can follow me on Facebook at Latoya Brabham. You can follow me on IG at infinite_dreams. You can follow me on Twitter on Dreams Infinite. You can definitely check us out on Sador Radio and support that. Let's get some subscribers up.
Yes.
Let's get some subscribers up, okay, at Sador Radio. Hit that red subscribe button and the little bell notification. Check me out every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 on Lady T's Morning Hit List, the music lover's choice, live on Sador Radio NYC, as well as Brown Girl Hashtag We Got This. That's the original. That's where Miss LT, the originator, came from, every second and fourth Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was an amazing opportunity. Anybody who's listening, who's an author, needs to hop on this opportunity. And she doesn't just promote authors. You can be a poet, an illustrator. Angela Thomas Smith is about supporting everyone. And her resources, she is not stingy with them. She shares, and she wants everyone to be branded. So thank you, much love, so much. I really appreciate this, and have a blessed day. Stay safe in these trying times. Mwah. Be well, guys. Thanks.